Introduction, the History of Oratory. Welcome to the complete edition of History's Great Speeches. Each individual volume presents an introduction to the chosen speeches to help guide your path through history. The speeches cover 431 BCE to 1919 AD and are now presented chronologically with the addition of two figures that shape to the modern world, India's Mohandas Gandhi and China's Mao Zedong. We begin in 354 BCE with Volume 12, which focused on Demosthenes, commonly described as history's greatest orator. His style and structure should feel familiar, even if you have no interest in the ancient world. Much like listening to Stevie Wonder or the Beach Boys, his work is part of the DNA of modern expression, and the traces still visible 2400 years later. This section ends with an invective against Demosthenes in his later years, after his political star has fallen. From there we retrace a touch and take a gentle walk from 431 to 63 BCE, briefly covering the Greco-Roman era from Pericles' funeral oration, considered the high point of the Athenian Empire, through Alexander's rabble-rousing new venture and despairing and hateful depart, given mere days apart, to Cicero, Rome's greatest orator and the only known speech of Julius Caesar before the Senate. Now the scene is set, we can drill into the civil war in the Roman Republic in 106 to 44 BCE. The major focus in this section is two key figures, Catiline, whose peasant uprising was the beginning of the end, and Cicero, a devotee of Demosthenes, who was Rome's greatest statesman and speaker. It also includes Mark Antony's speech, delivered over the assassinated body of Caesar, which cemented his own rise to power. From there, we skip quickly over a millennium in which the arts of rhetoric and oratory fell away. In the era of faith, from 632 to 1667. Historical highlights include the Prophet Muhammad and Pope Urban II, and the centerpiece of the era is Mirandola's speech on the dignity of man in 1486, which fired the starting pistol for the Renaissance. We round out with Milton's famous speech from Paradise Lost, when Satan is rallying the rebel angels that have fallen into pandemonium. In Volume 9, we drill down into the Reformation. Speeches over a mere 16 years set the foundation for the next 500 years of Christianity. Of particular note are Martin Luther's barnstorming 95 Theses, written in an almost social media style in 1517, and John Calvin's hilariously sceptical treatise on relics. We then skip two centuries ahead and land in 1738 as the theological gives way to the political and we go from Enlightenment to Revolution. Three key figures are covered, the British politicians William Pitt and Edmund Burke and France's Maximilian Robespierre, who trained by doing 500 public speeches in a single year and was the leading figure of the French Revolution. Robespierre's speeches on the nature and political use of terror and his defiant last speech are particularly notable. His rejection of the death penalty for the king mirrors Caesar's arguments against creating new categories of crime for the Catiline conspirators given 1800 years before. Inevitably, next is the fully fledged era of revolution. The modern era begins in 1775 to 1794 with the introduction of American and Irish speakers and the notion of liberty as a driving political force with Patrick Henry, George Washington and Curran's arguments for free speech. After the revolutionary fervour that rose in the late 18th century, we witnessed the end of empire in 1796 to 1860. No discussion of this period is complete without diving into Napoleon Bonaparte, Robespierre's successor in power, revolution and rhetoric. This is followed by Irish and American speeches on justice, slavery and progress before finishing with the best tribute to dogs ever written. Once the vast and chaotic changes of Napoleon, America and Ireland have settled a little, we reach the era of a more conceptual rejection of the status quo and the empires that govern us. In 1849 to 1880,